Welcome to The Nest, everybody. I'm Elizabeth Reese, here with...
Marjorie Punnett.
Hi, Marjorie. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
It's a joy to be with you. This is The Nest. These are our little mini episodes of Best to the Nest, where we share just a few fun little things that are making our nests beautiful or delicious or joyful or fun or happy. And since it is Valentine's week and this is dropping on Valentine's Day, we thought that we would just share some of our fun little Valentine's gifts, Valentine's traditions, things that might make your day more, it doesn't necessarily have to be romantic, but just ways to show some love. What do you got, Marjorie?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about two things. So my favorite Valentine's Day card, and any young parent out there can do this, with any parent with young kids can do this. So when my kids were 3 and 1, my husband gave me the most adorable Valentine's Day card that they had contributed to. So you know how every parent of young toddlers has the handprints?
Yes.
You know, preschools use the handprints?
Yeah.
Well, my husband Ian did a butt print. Little did you know that the butt makes a perfect heart shape when the kids are 3 and 1. So we covered their little butts with paint, set them down on paper.
I love it.
And made the cutest little hearts. I still have it. It's the funniest damn thing.
That's so cute.
It was really cute. And you know what? You know, it was adorable. It was funny. Of course, the kids thought it was super funny because it was super like, what are we doing? So it was a very happy thing. Now I'm going to talk about the best gift I think I've ever gotten. If you want to talk about feeling cared for, and you know, Valentine's Day, it's about romance, it's about love, it's about connection, which is why I think sometimes Valentine's Day is so hard when you're not in a relationship.
Yeah.
Because all around you are seeing people who are connected. And so I know that that can be hard for some people. And before we end this little episode of The Nest, I want to give a little special message to the people who may be feeling a little disconnected this Valentine's Day. But for those of us that are in relationships right now, a wonderful Valentine's Day gift, I can give you this suggestion, a massage table. So this is actually what I got for Christmas.
That's great.
Oh, yeah. So one of my favorite movies is a movie called Adam's Rib. It's a Spencer Tracy, Katherine Hepburn movie.
Yep.
They're two attorneys. How progressive is that? The movie's from 1949.
I know, that's awesome.
They're two attorneys. So Katherine Hepburn has to go up against her, fictional husband in the movie, Spencer Tracy. So they're battling out in court, and then they come home together and they battle it out at home, but they're funny and they're smart. But the coolest thing in that movie is they have this great, like, Central Park West apartment in New York. And in one of the scenes in the movie, they've got on these luscious little bathrobes, and they go into this room where they have their own massage table.
Yeah.
And they give each other massages.
Whoa, yeah.
And so I forever have been talking about that. And this Christmas, what was set up for me was my own massage table with my own masseuse. It is fantastic. The proper Ian even got the proper flannel spa sheets.
Yes, I love
that
those.
That are warm. Yep. And it is just the sweetest, most wonderful, wonderful gift. And it's all about, you know, touch and connection. And it's wonderful. So that's just, and they're not expensive. They're not expensive at all. So that's a great little gift if you're thinking about it, if you're desperate for a Valentine's Day gift.
That is so cute.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's really sweet. You know, for us, Valentine's Day is a lot about tradition. We don't really do the like going out to dinner thing. Mm-hmm. We didn't even do that before we had kids, because for us, it's just about having something really sweet that we look forward to. And that's a tradition. So I know that every year on Valentine's Day, I'm going to come home and Jay will have roses for me. Mm-hmm. And he will have chocolates from Regina's Chocolates in St. Paul.
Very nice.
And he will go in and only get the chocolates that I like. So he doesn't go in and just buy a box of chocolates. He goes in and says, I only want the milk chocolate peanut butter cups, the dark chocolate peanut butter cups, the milk and the dark chocolate toffee.
Perfect.
And then he gets sea salt caramels in there, even though I don't like them. And those are for him. He gets those too. And
perfect.
Then every year he's like, you don't like these caramels? And I'm like, no, you get those for you. I like the other things, which is totally fine. And I'm happy about this. And then, and I just know that it's going to be a sweet thing that he goes and does every year. And for him, there's a beer called Hop Slam that is a seasonal beer from Bell's, which is a brewery in Michigan that he loves. Hop Slam only comes out once a year. And when we first got together, it was coming out right like on Valentine's Day. Now it comes out a few weeks early.
They're smart.
But I get him, it's very expensive, Marjorie. I mean, mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. It's like $18 for four of them or something.
Oh my
gosh. It's outrageous.
Right.
But I will go and get him like several little four packs
there you go.
Of the beer and then have it ready for him. And we have the same recipe that we like to make. We make this flank steak that's marinated in olive oil and garlic and rosemary and thyme. And then we just sear it and slice it. And then we roast Brussels sprouts and have some really great red wine. And that's just what we look forward to. And then just write each other really sweet cards. And I think there's something really comforting in not thinking that like everything has to be about one-upping the year before or making it at the, am I doing it better than your friend? Am I sending this massive arrangement to work? It's about those like little things that I know every year is going to happen. And I like take comfort in that and look forward to it and appreciate it. So just a little different perspective on Valentine's Day.
Okay, and so now this is for everybody who may not have a Valentine this Valentine's Day. So have you seen this story out of El Paso, Texas?
What happened in El Paso?
So they're smart. They get the whole social media game. The El Paso Zoo is allowing people to name a cockroach after their exes.
Brilliant.
And then they're going to feed those cockroaches to the meerkats.
That's great.
For their Quit Bugging Me event. And this is all happening on Valentine's Day.
I love it.
So if you want to like work out some anger this Valentine's Day, that's just fine too. You get to celebrate it any way you want, but it's the Quit Bugging Me event. It'll be going on February 14th. They'll be feeding your ex to the meerkat. So,
and that's an example. I mean, when we talk about playfulness in relationships, which is what we've been talking about on the previous episode of Best to the Nest, it's playfulness in all aspects of life. Just having some fun with it and laughing about it is the way to make it a little bit better.
There you go. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day to you, my love. Until next time.
Bye, y'all.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.